Marpan Recycling is on the southern edge of Tallahassee, and it's a participant in the city's Peak Smart program. The facility handles construction, demolition, and what's known as Class 3 waste, basically the things in a house that won't fit in a trash can. This means Marpan gets a lot of wood, and to deal with it, they have a pretty serious wood chipper. Here's Marpan Operations Manager Bryce Hill.
Actually runs on twin 250 horsepower electric motors, so it's very high speed, low torque machine that gets after it. It's bad to the bone, man.
But all that power requires a lot of energy, and during the summer months, there are greater demands on the power grid from things like air conditioners. To avoid outages, the utility company has been trying a plan they call Peak Smart. Michael Olson manages the city's energy efficiency programs and says Peak Smart works with businesses to remotely cut power to some appliances.
So if there's some lights that they don't need or certain processes, motors that are non-essential, the Peak Smart program is an automated process that can turn those loads off temporarily.
And in exchange, the business receives a monthly rebate of $3 per kilowatt they can spare. At Marpan, they've agreed to allow the utility to turn off the wood chipper.
This is their box here.
In the power room, there's a small beige box posted to the wall. It's about the size of a ream of printer paper. Hill says this box allows the utility to temporarily cut power to the mulcher when it's needed elsewhere.
It's all systematically drawn up to shut down, 30-second intervals, I believe. And so they would send a signal to this box. It would send a signal to that, to those motors out there, those twin 250, and everything else that's running on electric out there, electricity to shut down.
The Peak Smart pilot program ended in June, but there are plans in the works to make it a permanent option. The Tallahassee City Commission held a public hearing Wednesday to discuss the proposal, and a citizen advisory committee unanimously recommended adopting the resolution. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.